In the United States, attention is turning to booster shots for children, with a third dose given the green light for 12 to 15-year-olds. Here's North America correspondent Jade McMillan.
With their Christmas break over, students across the United States are due to return to the classroom this week. But rising numbers of Omicron cases of COVID-19 have forced some schools to extend the holiday or switch back to remote learning once again. Peter Marks from the US Food and Drug Administration believes young Americans need further protection against the virus.
We're most interested in making sure that we prevent serious outcomes such as hospitalization and death, which, granted, though uncommon in 12 to 15-year-olds, can occur.
The FDA has authorised booster doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children between the ages of 12 and 15. Dr. Marks argues the risk of potential side effects, such as the heart condition myocarditis, are low.
Remember that the myocarditis that occurs with the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines is relatively mild. It's generally been a median hospitalization of 1 day. That's not to say that we don't care about this and that it's not important, but what it's to say is that in the setting of a tremendous number of Omicron and Delta cases in this country, the potential benefits of getting vaccinated in this age range outweigh that risk.
The FDA has also authorized Pfizer booster shots for some immunocompromised children as young as 5 years old, and it's narrowed the waiting period for Pfizer boosters in people aged 12 and over from 6 months to 5 months. The FDA's decisions still need to be reviewed by the Centers for Disease Control, which is expected to consider them later this week. In the meantime, though, doctors are still trying to lift first and second dose vaccination rates in children. The Pfizer vaccine has been available to those aged between 5 and 11 in the US since November, but recent data from the American Academy of Pediatrics suggests only around 25% of them have received at least one dose so far. Dr. Chris T. Purnell is a fellow of the American College of Preventive Medicine. She spoke to CNN.
Largely here in New Jersey and even across the nation, those children who are getting infected and hospitalized are those who are unvaccinated.
As children head back to the classroom, Dr. Purnell is also recommending parents check on the precautions being taken by their schools.
Ask questions around testing, access to testing, ask questions around physical distancing where appropriate, and more importantly, ask questions around filtration of air.
She hopes those measures, combined with the vaccines, will prevent yet another semester of interrupted learning. This is Jade McMillan in Washington, reporting for AM.